Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We do have Michael Sanamon, who is on the line. I mentioned a man with a huge heart who gives of his time and also gives of his babies. And what does that really mean? Michael, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Nikki. Thanks so much for having me on the show. Certainly, it's a privilege to be involved with the Dear Link in any way. They really are a fantastic organization, and Michelle in particular is just a really special person. So yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great, Michael. And I mean, we want to say thanks to you for everything that you've done. So before we talk about your connection with Savan, and as I said, your babies, your toys, how did you connect with the DL Link?
So it was actually through the community. Michelle, she often thinks that she's being audacious, but she really isn't. But she just reached out to me, and I can't remember what the first event that we did was. But essentially, it was really to try and take people that were involved with cancer, and unfortunately is debilitating, and I've been through it, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that in a moment. But essentially, she reached out, and I've got a network of friends that have, as you say, toys, and really we were just asked to go and help out by giving an experience to not only the people with the disease, but more importantly their families who really are affected by it.
Yeah, amazing. So Savan had her matric dance, and she had this dream about going in this beautiful car, and you got the phone call from Michelle.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually an incredible story, because often you have a little bit of runway in order to get things done, but it really was on the morning of the matric dance. And Savan's story is that, you know, she wasn't at the school anymore, and literally on the day it was arranged that she could go to the dance, and Michelle rallied with her team around her in order to not only arrange for her to go to the dance, but arrange for a dress and things like that. And she just said to me, would it be possible if I could take her to the dance in one of my cars? And for me, it's only a pleasure to do that. I mean, driving the cars is gives joy to me, but certainly owning these toys are really not just for the people that own them; it's for the people around them. So if anyone ever wants to go in the cars, I never ever turn it down. And certainly, when it's got an initiative like this, then I'll drop things and do it, because having gone through it myself, I know the uplift that can come from doing things like this.
Wow, I didn't know. I mean, as you say, last minute, and Michelle putting everything together, and you being asked if you could take one of your beautiful cars and if you could drive Savan to her matric dance. So when was the first time that you met Savan?
It really was a beautiful thing, because what ended up unfolding was they were really just going to do some photos and drive to the dance, and she arrived at my garage with quite a substantial entourage, and what ended up happening was that I drove her in the one car, and I have a vintage combi, and her dad actually ended up taking the rest of the family and her entourage with her in the combi. So it really turned into quite a family affair. As would happen, because my combi is a built up car, it may look quite cool on the outside, but it actually is missing a fuel gauge. So when we got to the dance, we unfortunately ran out of petrol. So it actually ended up becoming a little bit of an adventure, but it really was a fun thing for all of us.
Oh, that's hysterical. So, I mean, where did everyone go when you were filling up with petrol? I mean, what, did you just stop on the side of the road, or was it after you had parked?
Yeah, I was on the side of the road just outside the HOD, so we had to go.
Now I'm finished.
The dairy can, fill it up with petrol. As I say, it took what was supposed to be a very short drive into about an hour and a half adventure.
Gosh, and did she love it? I mean, as I said, we would have really loved to have had Savan on the show. She's not feeling well, but did it? How did you find her and her family?
No, so I mean, as I say, like you know, having been through it, there was a resonance with what they'd gone through, but you could just see that the events of the previous 24 hours really just changed her whole demeanor. You know, where she wasn't going to the Matric dance, then all of a sudden she was, and then it turned into sort of a little bit of a spectacle, and it really, like, not just Yvonne, but really her father and her siblings and all of them around, it really made an impact on them. And as I say, like, for me, it's hardly a chore. It's genuinely a privilege. You know, I really like this type of thing is amazing just to be involved in.
I mean, I don't know if you heard when I started the show and I just spoke about the wonders of how we're wired. You know, we always go to giving is good and you should give. But if you just think of how, as human beings, we are wired to give and we're wired to connect. And so when you're given the opportunity to do that, it's almost kind of living within a truth, you know. It's you giving yourself that opportunity to touch that amazing part of yourself. So, I mean, Mike, for you, is it, you've said it's an absolute pleasure for you. You know, people use your cars, people, but what, you know, yeah, what is that like? You've had a personal experience. So you felt the connection you could feel with the family. But besides that, being able to help, being able to give, with the DL Link, what is that like for you personally?
So I think that you know, we all have circumstances in our lives that are either good, better, best, whatever it may be. And I think that it's not just using the toys. I think it really comes down to engaging with people that are going through it. You know, having been through it myself, I think that I have a level of calmness and let's call it, there's no barriers in terms of engaging with people. But I think that it each person who is going through it, the message that I'd want to give out is that just by virtue of reaching out to them, and it can be as simple as going for coffee or doing something that is fun, because they're going through a troubled period, doesn't mean that they're not receptive to doing fun things or positive things. And actually, the uplift that each person can do, it's not just around sharing toys or things like that. Obviously, giving money to the DL Link and helping them do their things, I think it's without question. But each person really can do things to help others, and just keeping that thing in mind is massively powerful.
Thank you so much, Mike. I love your words, your sentiment, and I know that you've been thanked a million times by the DL Link, Michelle and Savannah, for changing her life so beautifully, her and her family, on such a special day. But thanks for being an inspiration within the community so people can get to hear what you do. As I said, again, also right at the beginning, when you give of your time, wow, that is precious. Time is indeed a very precious commodity. So thank you for all that you've done and for inspiring our community as well. It's been really lovely having you on the show.
It's a pleasure, and thank you so much for what you're doing for the DL Link. And please God, the charity initiative really is amazing. And I think there is going to be a parade on Sunday. Unfortunately, I'm away for Lag BaOmer. So the DL Link's going to be very involved there. So yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Mike. Take care. Go well.